Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, Doug Plagan-style music right there. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers on 560 WQAM. You will hear the game tonight, 7:30 pregame, 8 p.m. puck drop, a potential closeout game for your Florida Panthers. And you will hear every minute of the action right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans is sitting with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Have you had any trouble reconciling just how dominant the Panthers have looked the last three games against a very good Carolina Hurricanes team?
Well, I mean, talk about getting it rolling. I mean, this has been a clinic. And every game, you look at game three, the game here, and you expected Carolina would come out with a push. And I thought they did probably play their best first and second period of the series so far. But what did they have to show for it after 40 minutes? The score was 1-1. And the Panthers were playing well, too. And with a team like the Panthers, you feel like the longer a game remains tied, it kind of favors this Panthers team, the way that they've gained so much experience in these big games the last couple of years. They just know how to let the game come to them. They know how to not go out and try to win the game on one shift. And I tell you what, when that snowball starts rolling downhill, it gets going in a hurry. And we saw that the other night. And all three of these games in the series so far, like I said, it's been procedural. It's been a clinic that the Panthers have put on. And this is a Carolina team that they're not in this situation by accident. I think that's the big thing here. And first of all, we should preface it with, it is a really good hockey team. It's a team that is here because they earned their way here. There were people picking this Carolina team to get to the Cup final, to win the Stanley Cup before the season. They are a contender, but they've gotten to this series, and through three games, the Panthers have just been too much for them to handle. Now, that being said, the old cliche is accurate. The fourth game in a series is always the most difficult one to win, especially when you're going against a talented hockey team. And as I said, you don't get here by accident. The Carolina Hurricanes don't want to get swept. They would love to at least push this thing back to Raleigh on Wednesday night. So it is a big one tonight. But through the series so far, the Panthers have taken everything Carolina does well has just not been able to get going. It's been a great defensive effort from the Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky's made big saves when he's had to, and offensively the Panthers have just not missed on their chances.
Doug, there's depth, and then there's the kind of depth that the Panthers have. I mean, 21 different players at the point, 18 different guys have scored a goal. Evan Rodriguez is probably the most surprising name, but he's still got 10 assists. Are you even surprised by the amount of depth that they've been able to put together? I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm trying to look back. I can't find a team that had this much depth this deep into the playoffs, the amount of guys contributing.
And you know what's interesting about that, I should mention too, I heard this on the way in from the folks at SiriusXM NHL Radio, but Edmonton's had 18 goal scorers too, apparently, this postseason.
Good research.
So what I'm saying is no. I mean, the teams that get rolling this time of the year are doing it with that kind of depth. It's what you need. And huge credit goes to Bill Zito and his group for bringing in players that can supplement this roster. when the playoffs got going, the Panthers had a fifth forward line, essentially, that was good enough to play on really any other team in the National Hockey League. So that kind of depth is huge this time of the year. And I always say it going into a season. Everybody gets really excited about the opening night roster, and rightfully so. But I always say it's going to take a lot more than those 20 guys dressed on opening night, those 18 skaters active on opening night, if you're going to want to make it through the grind of 82 and then go on a deep playoff run. And you look at the depth that the Panthers and right now Edmonton, hey, that series still has some runway left in it. We'll see if Dallas can get things flipped around. But right now Edmonton looks like a team that's on a mission too, and they feel like maybe they're on a collision course with the Panthers to have that rematch once again. It's no surprise that the two teams that maybe have the best depth this time of the year are the two teams who look like they're ready to emerge from their respective conferences. But, yeah, the depth that this team has and the production they're getting across the board, you need your superstars to be your superstars. The Panthers superstars have been, but throughout the grind of a playoff run, you're going to need production from all over the place, and the Panthers have had that in 18 goals. I think the one that surprises me the most, Josh, is seven defensemen have scored.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams, if you're lucky, you go through a whole playoff run, maybe you don't have to even go past six if you stay healthy and everything works out like that. But the Panthers have, they've used seven defensemen, and all seven defensemen who've been deployed in this playoff run have scored. And to me, that's incredibly impressive.
We had Cugno on earlier. We had John Forslund on in the 3 o'clock hour. I asked them both, you know, what do you do if you're the Hurricanes? You come out tonight. I mean, this series is over for all intents and purposes. Like, what do you do out there? But I'll ask you from the other side. What does Paul Maurice say to the Panthers tonight so that they don't let their foot off the gas, so that they, you know, approach tonight the way that they've approached the first three games?
I think the most important thing, I don't think the message would change, first of all. And I think over the course of the last 3 years, you know, the Panthers are eyeballing their third straight trip to a cup final, which in any era, even in the original six era, that would have been incredibly impressive. But in a 32 team era with where you have a salary cap and you know the league is based on parity and competitive balance and everything like that, it's incredibly impressive. Through these last 3 years, this team has seen. They've seen the twists and the turns, the ups and the downs. They've been involved in closeout games. They've been on the other side, on the brink of elimination, knowing what to expect. In this playoff run, it's easy to forget now. Funny how quickly things change. And you think back, it wasn't that long ago, the Panthers didn't play poorly, but found themselves in a 2-0 hole against Toronto. And they never wavered. They never panicked. And I think it just speaks to the level-headedness and the even-keel approach that this team has.
Well, in game three of that series, they were down 2-0 and 3-1.
Yep.
A bounce away in overtime from going down 3-0 in that series. And it kind of made me think, given how this Carolina series has gone, their reputation has been over the last few years in the league and what everybody thinks nationally and locally in Toronto about the Leafs. Do the Leafs, in retrospect, deserve more credit for as good as they were, given they took this Panther team to seven? They came here in game six, shut them out 2-0. Maybe they're a lot better than people give them credit for? Toronto?
I think they are a really good hockey team. There's no question about it. Seven games. You get to a seventh game, anything can happen. I think if you're a Toronto fan, if you're somebody within the Maple Leafs organization, if you're one of the Leafs players, I'm sure you're looking back. Like you said, Josh, game three, 2-goal lead, up 2 games in the series, up 2-0, up 3-1. They're probably looking at that as, you know, we let them off the mat. That was a missed opportunity by the Toronto Maple Leafs, but the Panthers are a resilient bunch. Toronto, I think in hindsight, you push the defending cup champs to a seventh game. You know, there are no moral victories in the playoffs. Only one team gets to win the series, but I didn't think the Leafs had a poor showing. I think it's maybe highlighted by the fact that the pivotal game five and the game seven were so lopsided, right. And that's what's going to get the headlines, especially in a market like Toronto.
Well, I was going to say, in Toronto especially, moral victory with that
for sure.
Like, you got to blow
Lying
it off.
With but, the but drought.
There are certain teams in that situation that would go, hey, it came pretty damn close to the defending cup champions.
With that group, close isn't going to work. They'd won. I understand it. They've been to the playoffs 9 years in a row. That's the longest streak in the league, but they've only gotten past the first round twice out of those nine trips to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They haven't won a cup since 1967. It's they're getting anxious up there as far as that group and you know what they're going to be able to accomplish. And the other, from the Panthers' perspective, even in the couple of games they lost up in Toronto, those were games where you felt like if regulation time were 61 or 62 minutes, the Panthers would have probably been able to tie those games. Unfortunately, only 60 minutes in a game, and they just weren't able to. But all's well that ends well from the Panthers' perspective at this point.
Carolina's lost 15 consecutive games in the conference final, which is mind-blowing. How much of that is on Rod Brind'Amour? How much of that is other extenuating circumstances? Because from my perspective, he's been one of the better coaches in the entire league, but it seems like every time that franchise runs into the conference final, unfortunately for them, it's been the Panthers the last two times. But how much of this do you think falls on him? And do you think maybe there could be some hot seat coming for him maybe after this year?
Well, I tell you what, he's one of those coaches who, if he became available, I don't think he'd have a hard time finding his next landing spot. So he's one of the best coaches in the league, and on top of that, they're also one of the most well-coached teams in the league in that they've had a lot of guys come and go from their group over the last few years. But you look at if you took the numbers off the jerseys, you'd think the players never changed. And there's a lot of positive to that because it shows everybody buys in. It shows they have good leadership there. The team's game always looks the same. They buy in clearly to what Rod Brind'Amour is preaching. And again, the series isn't over, but you look back at the last runs that have fallen short. They've been to the conference final three times in 6 years. There are a lot of teams that would love to be able to lay claim to that. You know, it's been different lineups, different players, different circumstances. Every season's different. In some ways, when streaks like that get brought up, you feel bad for the players in the room because, you know, I think the streak started back in 09. There are a lot of these guys in the Carolina Hurricanes that were in like third grade at that point.
Well, Rod was a player back then, wasn't he?
Rod was on that team. Yes, but it goes back to, you know, a different generation, essentially. So the players currently on the Carolina Hurricanes have nothing to do with that, and they have to, you know, listen to the streak and maybe in some ways feel the pressure of that streak. But it's an interesting one because clearly they're a really good hockey team. They've been good enough to get there, but they've kind of hit this point, and they've had a hard time getting things rolling come round three.
That your Panera Cup there, Plagans?
The Sip Club.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you went to Panera?
I did.
The pregame meal?
No, I didn't. It's not the meal. I just pop in there for a drink. I'm in the Sip Club.
Interesting.
Are you familiar with the Sip Club?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's quite a thing they got over there.
Yeah, so what is it?
You pay a monthly fee, and every 2 hours you can go in and get a beverage.
Is that so?
Yep.
And do you have to?
It's $16.
Bring your own Panera cup in, or you can
get a new one every time.
Stop by any Panera.
Yep.
And how do you let them know you're in the Sip Club?
I just go on the app, on my app, and it'll say redeem Sip Club beverage, and I just get it, and it says $0. I order it. I walk in. It's the cup sitting on the counter.
That's fast.
You got water though?
So I just refilled it with water. It was an iced coffee, but you know it's on my route, and there's one right by the arena here.
I mean, there's Paneras everywhere.
You're telling me
$16 a month,
and I've been out of town. Like when we're in Nashville, there's a Panera right downtown.
I
pop in and get an iced coffee
every 2 hours.
Yep,
that's fascinating. They had those very caffeinated drinks that they got rid of. The lemonade.
Yeah. I tried one once.
Supercharged lemonade. You're still around to talk about it.
Yeah, I tried one once. Yeah. It's like anything else. You just don't want to drink 12 of them.
Did you notice it, though? Did you notice that it
gave me some pep in my step. Yeah. I got it on the way to the gym one day because I'm like, okay, I want to try this thing out. I want to see what all the hubbub is. And figure on the way to the gym was the best place to, best time to sample.
Wow, so the Sip Club. Are you in any other eating clubs?
Other eating clubs. No, but you know what's great? The great thing about the Sip Club, if you're a stats guy like I am, it tells you how much money you've saved over the course of the last 12
months. Really?
Wow. Yeah.
This is like those water fountains that tell you how many plastic bottles you've saved by filling up your own bottle.
Up to the minute here, let's see here. I can tell you exactly. Well, maybe it's not as easy as I thought. It's in here someplace.
Does it tell you what your most often ordered drink is?
That it does not.
You know, that's the kind of stats I need.
It doesn't tell me that. Okay, here's the, I know this is great radio.
I love this. I could do this till 6.
But,
I could.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dude, this is my wheel.
Okay, I can't find it, but it's upwards of like $1,700 I've saved.
Whoa! Yeah. And you've only been a member for 1 month? How much do you drink? No. How long have you been a member of the Sip Club?
At this point, it's over a year. Yeah.
And do you think it's still available?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a great gift.
Well, because
for
like
someone.
This iced coffee here is like $3.50. And I'll go in there and get that in the morning, or maybe I'll get one on the way to the gym. I'll get one on the way to the game.
So
it's not always
you want
iced
that
coffee.
For your birthday? You want to be a member of the Sip Club?
Yeah, that sounds like it would be fun, Doug.
You want to go halfsies with me on the Sip
Club?
Yeah,
sure.
Solana
I'll have my father-in-law.
Well, and if you're wondering, it's not a club you would join for social reasons. You're not going to meet new friends in the
sure.
Sip Club.
Sure.
We don't hold meetings.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
There isn't like a
but
board.
But you,
when
you walk in and you see someone else just picking up a glass, you kind of give them the nod and the.
You don't know
it's
who's
like the
in
Jeep
the
Wave.
Right, but if they're just picking up a glass, like then you kind of know they're in the Sip Club, no?
I've never thought about it. I've always.
So you're the standoffish guy in the Sip Club. Everybody knows about you. He won't acknowledge.
Hawk would be around there just trying to peep at everybody and trying to see what they're drinking. He would talk to every single person.
Once I'm in the club, I mean,
iced tea, soda, hot coffee, cold coffee, whatever you want.
Now they have here at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight some new menu items, and Plagans was looking at one of them earlier.
Oh, that pizza sandwich,
stuffed Italian pizza sandwich. That's available at the Stoli Club at the pizza stand, and it's instead of two pieces of bread on the outside of the Italian sandwich, it's slices of pizza.
I'm going to have a bite of that before I go.
You have it. I want you to have that. I mean, that's our gift to you.
Wow.
They also have buffalo shrimp sliders at concession stand 319. They have a bacon cheeseburger pinwheel at concession stand 319.
Does explain that come on a stick? You spin it around?
Explain that to me.
Oh, that's
what
it.
Is the difference between the bacon cheeseburger pinwheel and just a bacon cheeseburger?
Well, it looks like a pretzel bun, for one.
What am I missing? But why is it called a
pinwheel?
It does
just look like a cheeseburger.
Caramelized onions.
Does that have caramelized onions?
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Because I've seen like a pinwheel at like a pizza parlor, right? They've got like a Philly cheesesteak pinwheel or a penne alla vodka pinwheel.
It's like a wrap.
Like yeah.
Usually.
It's like a bread, and they put the stuff in the middle, and they roll it up like it's a wheel. And it almost looks like a cinnamon bun type, but with, like, Italian stuff in it.
Well, I'm going to call it a bacon cheeseburger. You get it at concession stand 319, because I'm not certain where the pin is.
It looks good.
In. Looks fantastic.
I would dine on that.
And speaking of drinks, I know you're part of the Sip Club.
Yes.
Up there, you may see, those are hockey stick drinks.
Whoa.
You can put beer, frozen drinks, or any soft drink inside.
No way.
And they're available at the Funky Buddha stand, which is right across from Pantherland. They're available up here in the Coors Light Cold Zone and all draft beer carts. So a little something to keep you occupied until 8 o'clock tonight when you have to call the game. Well,
that sounds delightful.
All right.
It all sounds delightful.
When was the last time you had a blizzard?
I'm trying to think here. It's been I've had a McFlurry, which is like the competitor
sure,
to Blizzard.
Similar.
I've had a McFlurry more recently than my last Blizzard. It's been a while for me on the Blizzard. But
what would you go with?
I always go there thinking I'm going to be adventurous, and then I end up getting the Oreo one. Mm. It's like the stand. That's the fallback. Same with the McFlurry. The Oreo one, you just can't go wrong with
it. So I got the Heath Bar Blizzard.
Okay.
Have you ever had the Heath Bar Blizzard?
I don't like Heath enough to pick it over any of the other options.
Interesting.
Really.
And you had the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay, I like that. I'd go Reese's Cup or Oreo over a lot of the other.
Nobody eats a Heath bar.
M&M Heath bar.
Well, like, I would never eat a Heath bar on its own.
Well,
I would
that's
only have it mixed into a Blizzard.
Right. That's why I wouldn't put it in a Blizzard.
Right. Somebody texts in, Panera Sip Club is great. I've been doing it for years. Somebody else says, literally the best value out there.
Look at that.
Who knew that this existed?
And Panera's not even paying for this, I don't think.
I mean, they are the beneficiaries of some organic sports talk. Somebody says, Dunkin' does similar with points. I got 17,530. I don't know what that means.
The Dunkin' app is pretty good. They have a good, like, app points program.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They do have one of those.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight here on 560 WQAM. You get the pregame starting at 7:30, and Doug and Billy Lindsay on the call, 8 p.m. puck drop, closeout game for your Cats tonight.
That would be a big one here, especially considering we have a Western Conference final that you hope could at least drag on for an extra game or so. Right now, Edmonton looks like they're the aggressor there, but if the Panthers can wrap this thing up early, especially because they would be the team going on the road to start the Cup final, regardless of who the opponent would be, it would be important, I think, to get
could
this thing
be a
done.
Potential long layoff, maybe too long, right?
At this point, well, especially because going into this one, I know there's always the rest versus rust debate. I think with this team, they know how to dial it in. They're experienced. They've played so much hockey if they are fortunate enough to go to a third straight cup final. And they've got three regulars who are day-to-day right now. I think if you have a chance to get an extra few days off, I think you take the few days off over a quick turnaround at this stage.
Well, especially because they didn't have that layoff in between the second and third
right.
round. Now, it benefited
didn't really
them.
Slow them down.
No, I'm saying it benefited them, but to your point.
Somebody says Frontier Airlines has an all-you-can-fly domestic club for like $400 a year. I would rather fly Panera Airlines.
I'd rather fly Silver.
than Frontier. Doug Plagans, have a good call tonight.
We're
Doug.
Here to talk hockey and maximize your value on your fountain
that's
drinks.
Right. That's right. You come across and you have all kinds of knowledge to go into tonight's game. Have a good broadcast tonight.
Thank you very
Doug
much,
Doug Plagans,
guys.
Tonight you'll hear him here.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.